I am Stuart, child of the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said,
"By the power of podcast."
Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons. It's Saturday night. We are live right now, but not when you're listening to it. And tonight we are talking about Paw Paw Bears.
Paw Paw Bears.
Yes.
This was your choice.
It was indeed.
And I'd love you to talk about it, but can I just...
Yes.
Steal, maybe I'm stealing your thunder if I am, let me know. Can I do the Paw Paw Bears intro text?
Please do.
I'm not going to try and sing it.
Go on.
Paw Paw Bears, deep, deep in the forest, far away from everywhere, live a bunch of mighty little critters. They're called the Paw Paw Bears. These are brave and fearless paw paws, as everyone well knows. And when you get in trouble, if no one else can help and if you can find them, maybe you can hide the Paw Paw Bears.
Paw Paw Bears.
One of the best intro lyrics ever, I think.
Yes. Tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah. And only half of it was made up.
Well, yeah.
And stolen from the A-Team.
Oh, the A-Team.
By me, just then.
It was
seamless. It is very A-Team, isn't it?
No.
It is.
I don't think the Paw Paw Bears were like elite commando unit, wrongfully imprisoned.
They say, when you get in trouble and this goes double, you call the Paw Paw Bears.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you call them?
Because they solve problems.
Okay.
They're about an inch tall.
Should we very quickly get the other elephant in the room out of the way? And then never talk about it again?
Go on.
How horrendously racist Paw Paw Bears is.
Yeah.
Should we just get out of that way and then ignore it for the rest of the show?
But is it, though?
It's almost like it's not surprising Bez picked this team.
Yeah, but is it really racist, though? This is what I want to get into.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, honest.
In 2014, it was essentially banned. It was one of the top, I want to say top 30 cartoons or something like that.
That were banned?
For racism, yeah.
Okay, I was saying this was never in the top 30 of good cartoons, right?
No.
Top 30 cartoons to be banned?
For racism.
Top 12.
I really want to see that list of cartoons. I'm really intrigued.
In 2014, this is one of the 12, I'm reading it from IMDb. In 2014, this is one of the 12 cartoons from the 80s that was banned for racism.
Jeez.
And they declared Hanna-Barbera was wrong and racist as well. It does not deserve remembrance.
Is that list in order?
It's not a list. It just tells me it was top 12. But I don't think it's that bad.
What I was going to say was, I don't think it's that bad. I think it's lazy, isn't it? It's pretty lazy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe if my background was like Native American, then I might think it was more racist.
What, because they just took your culture and applied it to little bears?
Yeah, I'm like... kind of highlighted every joke factor in it.
Yeah. Don't have any Native American cast or crew, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I'm guessing they're all white.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably the majority male as well.
That's fair to say.
Probably the girl ones.
Is there a lot of white blokes in there?
James, why did you choose Paw Paw Bears? The racist cartoon from 1984.
Because it's the most racist cartoon.
It's the most racist cartoon.
We've chosen Paw Paw Bears, and I love James, but it's not even the most racist cartoon. It's only in the top 12.
It's not.
Like, if he was going to choose the racist cartoon from the 80s, he didn't even manage to get one of the top 5.
No.
It's not top 10, obviously. It must be 11 or 12, right? Because otherwise they'd have said, top 10.
Yeah, top 12's a weird...
Well, that's what you say if you're 12th, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm one of the top 12 fastest runners. No, you're 12th then, yeah? Well, yeah, obviously. Why did you choose it, James?
Because I wanted to go something a bit different. I wanted something that involved a bird with an injury to try and keep an eye on our pigeon theme.
I know, more pigeons.
Thank you. It was close. It was still a broken wing, but not a pigeon, unfortunately. But
it looked more like a pigeon than a duck.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? It's quite big as well. The scale was throwing me off all over the place.
Is it supposed to be a duck?
Yeah, I believe so.
Why is his head so different from the other ones?
Whoa, I mean, Jamie.
Extremely
different.
hey, people are different. They come in all shapes and sizes.
Hey, hey, there we go. Maybe this is quite forward thinking then as a cartoon.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, and I remember actually Daft Sounds quite enjoying it in the 80s, even though it's not usually my sort of cartoon.
You didn't watch this in the 80s.
I used to watch this in the 80s.
No, bollocks, didn't. James.
I'm suspecting it was on before or on after something else I used to watch. And obviously back in those days, we didn't have a TV remote. So it was a case of once I watched the cartoon I wanted to watch, which was probably Transformers or something. That
did you watch anything that wasn't on before or after something else?
I was just thinking.
Doesn't that cover
that?
Everything?
Remember everything. Remember.
Yeah,
is
true.
That on before or on after something else?
Yeah, but
unless
if it was something
first.
I really wanted, if it's something I really wanted to watch, I'd get off my arse and go and change it to channel. Whereas this is one of those sort of like, well, it's on. I watch
you,
it.
You won't do that, Des. You won't get up. You won't get up and change the channel.
I struggle nowadays with TV remote. I'm like, it's too far away. I'll just carry on watching.
If we hadn't banned Googling, I'm so desperate to search for when Paul Pobez was shown in the UK.
So,
because I know it was. I vaguely remember it.
85, 86.
Was it in the UK?
I don't know about that.
Well, it was. So it was apparently, and I don't know if this is UK, but it was aired as part of the Fantastic World of Hanna-Barbera. So was that? I wonder if that was in America. Probably that was
I remember that.
That doesn't sound very British.
It doesn't, does it? That's my thing. So I'm not sure. Sorry, James, we're stepping on your toes here, dude.
No.
It's also way overselling how good Hanna-Barbera cartoons are.
There are millions of cool ones, though. Millions.
Name
hundreds.
317 of them. Go.
What, right now?
Yeah.
No. Wait.
Next week on Thursday.
Yeah. I did go through them.
It's not homework.
There were way more than I thought they were. Like ones that we
fantastic
know.
Fantastic Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Yeah. I would say there's 25 that we all know.
That's cool.
Seriously.
They're good.
Yes.
It's a bold challenge.
25 that we, I was surprised.
I think I can probably think of 25.
I don't.
Flintstones, that was Hanna-Barbera, wasn't it?
Yep.
So yeah, that's Flintstones, Jetsons, obviously. Top Cat, Boss Cat.
Meh.
Wacky Racers. That little caveman dude.
Captain Caveman.
Thank you.
Wait up. So we got, do you want me to go through
Stop
a few
Pigeon.
Of them?
Oh, no, but so, now you've Googled it, so now it's...
No, this is from memory.
Bollocks.
Really? It just went away for a minute.
I'll go through just a few. Flintstones, Yogi Bear, Top Cat, Jetsons, Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest? Forgot about Johnny Quest.
When you go through it, there's a lot of them that you really, like, at the time you'd have probably recognised it, but looking back, you're not sure. Banana Splits, Wacky Racers, Dick Dastardly, Scooby-Doo, Pebbles and Bam Bam, which obviously links into Flintstones. And there are loads of Speed Buggy, which is one we've spoke about before, Yogi Bears, Adam's Family, Hong Kong Phooey, one King likes.
Batfink. Love Batfink.
Oh, good shout. Was Batfink kind of Hanna-Barbera? I didn't realise that one.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, Stu just said Batfink, and I'm like, oh, I love Batfink.
Anyway. I'm not the intended audience for Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Yeah, no. I suppose it's not very anime for you, is it?
I don't like any of those ones you named.
Well,
you don't like any of them.
But Paw Paw Bears, no.
So, Paw Paw Bears, we watched season 1, episode 1, which it didn't feel like it was the first episode because it felt like it came in midway. The Big Spill. What did everyone think?
Well, before we go into that, we've got
we do
a little...
this every week.
Oh, sorry, yes.
I was waiting for
Hey, James, if we had it, I'm gonna write as a
I'm
script.
I'm jumping the gun. You know the worst thing? I've actually got it in front of me as well. And it says,
how can we forget?
Quiz.
How can we forget the quote quiz? That's what
the most popular feature of the
week?
Podcast.
Hey, it's the amount of people that I contacted on Twitter saying, we dig this. Whose Line Is It Anyway is the best feature on the show.
Okay.
So let's jump into it. Scores on the doors. It's last week was Wipeout. Nobody got it. So it's 1-1. One to James, 1 to Kane, 1 to Stu. Shoot your load early. You are out. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yes.
I said, are you ready?
I said yes.
Okay. Well, in that case, let's go for it.
Is Kane ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm just psyching myself up. I just had a shot of whiskey.
He's slapping your face. You mute yourself, slap your face.
That's not his face, he's slapping.
That'd be good,
like a beer. Right. Well, yeah, I like carrots and peppers and bugs. What I don't like is the way you're hurting Caterpie's feelings with your silly fear of bugs.
Care Bears.
No.
Poddington Peas.
That's the other one. That's the fucking other one, stupid bear.
James, do you want me to read it one more time? You're the only one left.
Yes, please.
Well, yeah, I like carrots and peppers and bugs. What I don't like is the way you're hurting Caterpie's feelings with your silly fear of bugs.
Can I have a clue?
No, you got to have a guess.
Yeah,
first.
We did this last week. You jumped.
No, you shot your book.
You shot your
book. Everybody has a guess, then it's a clue.
I will give you a. I will give James
if
a clue.
If I have a guess, I'm out.
Yes, exactly.
That's the rules.
You're not tricking me.
We finished this season 1-1-1. We all guessed and then got a clue, right?
You've all got to change your name, though. That's the case. Yeah.
Right. Me, go on.
I've told you what it is.
The clue, James, is that I've just gave you a big character's name in that quote from
Caterpie.
The cartoon.
I even said what it was.
And Caterpie doesn't ring a bell with me at all. So I am going to go. I'm going to go with Stu's thing, Poddington Peas.
That's what I said, and it was wrong.
James, James, go again.
I haven't got a clue.
Go for any Transformers. Just slow down, James.
I haven't got a clue.
Slow down. Go for one that somebody's not said, which is wrong.
So James gets a second go.
Transformers.
This is ridiculous.
I haven't got a clue. Why? I haven't got a clue.
Bess should get a deducted point.
Hey, yeah, not a second go. You should point it, blah, blah, blah.
Quizmaster rules. I haven't got a clue.
You've had two goes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give Kane and Stu another go then.
No, I'm happy James to take wrong. It. I'm happy to take it to 1-1-1.
I know what it is, so I'm happy
exactly,
to
take it
next week. Okay, well, let's leave it at that. Stu, if he gets this, he doesn't get the point. But Stu, you said, you did say you knew what it was with Poddington Peas, but...
I didn't say Poddington Peas.
It was me what said Poddington Peas.
Oh, was it? Sorry, okay.
Yeah, I never said Poddington Peas.
Oh, did you?
I said
okay,
Care Bears
Stu.
Originally. But then I said I remember what it was because it's the and my brain was going. It's the where they have the animals and it is Pokemon.
It is Pokemon,
isn't it?
Yeah,
was that Pokemon, '90s?
It was '90s, yeah, '90s. So this is from season one. So this is a line from Ash Ketchum, which is season one of Pokemon. So I think the season one was '96. I think it was. So yeah, this goes into the 90s.
As I'm well quoted in saying, I don't agree with Pokemon, so I'm glad I didn't get that one.
You'd poke something else right instead.
Yeah, Pokemon is just cage fighting for animals. It's dog fighting.
There's no cages though.
It's even worse.
Yeah.
They're kept in tiny little balls, made to fight until they pass out.
Is there any animal fighting you would agree with to watch as a spectacle?
Yeah, you seemed okay with Digimon.
Yeah, they're not animals. They're digital.
What are they?
They're not real.
Digital monsters.
Digital monsters.
Are you looking at digital monsters being?
Two animals I wouldn't mind seeing fight. Earthworms. That'd be a good fight.
Like Caterpie.
You seemed all right.
Just two earthworms going at it.
Like Caterpie.
You
like the turtles fighting, James.
That's their choice.
Or God,
make them do it.
Splinter makes them.
He does not make
turtles. He does. Guilts them into it.
Maybe he does.
He brought them up as children. He basically groomed them, right? He brought them up as babies and told them they got to be ninjas and fight.
Very good point. Yeah. Why was he even training to be ninjas in the first place?
So they could fight for him and get revenge.
Why were they not trained to be chefs or, why ninjas? They were always meant to fight, weren't they? God.
To be chefs. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Just a line of chefs. We've got someone who can do the starters. Someone can be the bartender, main course, and dessert.
Hang about. I've got a theory. Is that why they made Samurai Pizza Cats? Were they trained as chefs and just happened to fight? Because someone
really
watched
samurai,
Turtles and thought,
yeah.
I think, watched Turtles and thought, hang about, Splinter's like manipulating these people.
Is that the first theory of season two?
Samurai Pizza Cats to chefs. Wait, I've got just as bad a theory. I've just come up with on the spot based on what James just said is definition of a Pokemon. Well, Pokemon are kept in balls and made to fight and the winner goes on. We're talking about sperm there. Sperm and okay. catching balls.
Nobody's talking about sperm.
They're made
James.
To fight, and the winner moves on. So,
do you often throw your sperm up the sperm?
I'll tell you what, Jamie. That's not a bad little theory. That
I've got to get this right. So basically, your idea of breeding is you get two people who both throw their sperms at each other.
It's called a swirl.
Well, I'm the only one here without a kid. Is that not how it works?
That's why you haven't got a kid, Kane. You've been wrong there, my friend.
Oh, shit.
You do. Keep them in balls. All the little tadpoles go in on that journey. They're all fighting each other, so you can get there, and the one that survives moves on.
Does that mean you also talk to your sperm?
I've got a flaw with this theory, I think. Jamie?
Yeah?
Do you go out into the wilderness and capture sperm and push them into your penis?
Ooh. No, but I go out into the wilderness, I capture food and eat it, and that turns into sperm. Mm.
That's not what happens in Pokemon, though, is it?
No.
It's a theory. It's not based on
Is there an egg then to fertilise Pokemon? Or is it just sperm?
Yeah, but they evolve,
I
right?
So
the animal does evolve, so the sperm evolves into a baby when it hits the egg. So it's...
You're saying people are evolved sperm?
I think your grasp on biology is slightly flawed.
I think you need to shut your damn fucking mouth. I think I've got this to a T.
I think this is
I think Kane might be right.
So, I've got to play this out in my head now.
So,
don't imagine Jamie throwing sperm at people.
So, this is how it works. What we're saying is human reproduction revolves around us throwing sperm into the air. It just keeps growing into something bigger.
No, you throw your balls into a ring.
All right.
And the sperm come out and fight, but, and the winner goes back in the balls.
So when your sperm's out, it crawls back into your balls and grows into a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, pretty. But it goes into the woman balls, the other ball.
Lady balls?
Yeah.
Nah, Jamie, that's another conversation. Lady balls.
Now, hold on. In Jamie's theory...
Wait, everyone quiet. Let Bez finish this sentence. Ladies with balls. Go, James.
Are not ladies. They're misters.
Oh, dear.
Whoa. I don't think you're allowed to say that these days.
I can say what I want.
So let's get back to some safer, less controversial ground and talk about this racist cartoon.
Oh, wait, can I quickly say just a conversation I had with my wife about an hour ago.
About James?
I said James throwing his balls in there. So this is another theory that I've got. I want to run it past James really quick before we go into it. I said to my wife, Jo, I said, oh, James has picked this cartoon, Paw Paw Bears. Can you remember it? Blah, de, blah, de, blah. And I said, it's not like a cartoon that James would pick. And my wife says, James probably picked it because he fancied one of the characters. So I want to run that whole passion, James. Is there any truth in this?
She did have a sexy voice, to be fair. You've got to admit, it was a husky voice. Princess Pawpaw.
Princess Pawpaw.
Is that the blonde bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
She had a husky voice. What's the name? The other one?
Brown bird.
The girl one. Laughing Paw, is it?
That's what you shouldn't call Native Americans, Jamie.
I know, I realised I said it. Yeah, I did realise.
Brilliant. Casual racism.
Yeah, I thought you'd like Laughing Paw.
No, it was the voice.
Oh, it was
Princess
Pawpaw's
voice. She's got a really husky voice.
Does that do it for you, James?
So the theory was correct.
Tiny bears with husky voices.
Yeah. Sold.
All right, Duck.
Do you Jamie, want to you coming on to James?
Yeah. Do you want to stroke me mocker skins?
Mocker skins?
Mocker skins, they're the snide version.
In a racist cartoon about Native Americans, it's possibly the most on-the-nose mispronunciation I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Mocker skins.
The mocker skin bears.
Anyway,
let's get some scores on the doors.
Oh, actually, James, before we start,
Jamie's got another theory. It's because, Bez, I praise you for having the first fairy of season two.
You've thrown me a little doggy treat. Yeah, I've done one. You've thrown me a little doggy treat and James like, I want a treat, I want a belly rub, I want one. I've got a theory. Go on then, James.
James, what do you call a bear that hasn't got any ears?
I don't know.
A bee.
That's nearly as good as Beth's joke from last week.
Hey, Kane. No. Kane.
Yeah. No, that one last week.
Why didn't the bear go to college?
Because he only had ears.
No, wrong. Bears don't go to college.
A bear walks into a bar and says to the barman, can I have a pint of beer? And the barber said, why the big pause? He goes, I'm a fucking bear.
Nice. Hey, my mate went to Alaska and fell in love with both a male and a female bear. He's bipolar. I'm done. Sorry, go on.
Yeah. So, ratings. Stu, we'll come to you first.
Okay, so this was always an uphill battle for me. I don't like Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Yes.
I didn't like this. It was lazy is the main reason I didn't like it. Because. You just reminded me, I was going to say that Paw Paw Bears is about as high quality as if you went to your local town's theme park and they had a kid's bear ride.
Yeah, that's a good show.
That's a good movie. That's about the level Paw Paw Bears is at.
You hit the nail on the head, Steve. That was absolutely spot on.
What do you think, Kane?
Yeah, it's a really good point.
Thanks. Love you, Kane.
Literally, it's a good point.
Kane's my favourite.
Thanks.
Fuck you, cunt.
Who's your favourite, Bez?
Everyone's my favourite.
Good answer, James.
You really, Kane.
His favourite's himself.
You're my favourite, Bez.
Cheers, mate. Yeah. You're my favourite too.
Bez is Emily's favourite. That's why Kane just.
Yeah, Bez is Emily's favourite. Every time she just.
Emily's like, my least favourite.
Yeah. It's the casual racism.
Emily's my least favourite too.
Keep that in.
Yeah, don't keep that in. Yeah.
It was also really weirdly edited.
Go on.
Right, when they first talk to the pigeon, when they've got him down on the ground, their sentence doesn't make sense. They're like, how many times have we told you not to do that and it isn't healed yet? And I'm like, that's only just happened. It's, what?
And it's season one, episode one as well.
Like, yeah, why are they talking like this has already happened? They know this guy and it's happened before.
Maybe they were going to release some more backstory, you know, like Star Wars, where it starts. There's going to be a backstory of this.
I didn't like how stupid the Paw Paw Bears were, because they're on flying horses, right? And there's a bird dropping out of the sky. So instead of flying over on their flying horses and grabbing it, they fly down to the ground, sound a siren, wait for some more bears to grab a safety net, and then catch the bird.
Well, that's physics at play, isn't it?
Not really.
Yeah, if they catch the thing, unless they dive down and catch him as they're diving down, it's going to be like he's hitting the deck anyway. It's the whole Superman Lois Lane thing, isn't it? Bring it off.
Yeah, but if they catch it as they're flying down,
they've got to fly down, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they're flying up to him, because they might be lower down than him, they might be flying up to reach him. Or flying.
But they had time to fly down to the ground, sound a siren.
True.
Go and fret a trampoline, run over to where the bird was falling, and then catch it in the net.
And then run around like, what's his name? To Me To You.
Yeah.
Chuckle Brothers.
Chuckle Brothers, thank you.
All right. We should tweet the Chuckle Brothers. What?
One of them's dead.
Which one?
Barry.
Yeah, Barry. You the make smaller that up, one.
Oh.
We'll still tweet him. Sad. I think it's only fair.
I think he'll answer.
Respond.
Are they still called the Chuckle Brothers there?
I actually think, what's the other one called? Barry and.
I don't know. I don't even know if Barry's dead.
I think it's Barry Watt's still alive. Oh, no.
Let me put a tweet out right now. Which one is still alive?
One of them's in the pantomime this year.
Really? In the Netherlands? Or
no, they don't know what pantomimes are in the Netherlands.
I've just got visions of him coming on stage now and going, to me. And then no one responded. It's like, I've got another material.
Trick.
Yeah,
they're coming on stage.
It's like, oh, that'd be terrible.
I'm giving it a 3.
Ooh.
Okay. Kane, we'll come to you.
Yeah. Because it was your choice, Bez, I really wanted to like it, but I didn't enjoy it at all. I thought it would have been better in 10-minute episodes than a 20-minute episode.
It was
a bit long.
Yeah, it was long.
Yeah. I thought it was like, just a rip-off of the Smurfs. Yeah, 4 out of 10.
Jamie?
It was all right. That's
was it?
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, I don't know. I'm struggling to have any opinion on it whatsoever. There was so much I didn't like about it. It was all right. I don't know where to go from it. I quite liked it when that Stranger Things music kicked in halfway through, which I thought was quite cool.
The music is weird.
Yeah, weird, right?
Just thing about it, and was fit. A weird choice that did not fit what was on screen at all.
So eclectic.
Let's play a bit of an electric guitar throughout. Riff while a pony-sized while a pair rides a pony around the sky.
It went proper Stranger Things halfway through. After they've spoke about that weird monster in that cavern as well, which that for a monster that really it had about 25 opportunities to kill that midget bear and didn't do anything about it. It gets a 4 from me. Tis what it is. I wouldn't watch it again. Bear watched it, walked out after 2 minutes. It gets a 4 from me.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 3.
Oh, shit.
The only thing I liked about it was the voice acting. I think the voice acting was very good. It sounded like they were... You know, sometimes on the cartoon, it sounds like they're not in the same room, they're not interacting properly.
Yeah.
The voice acting for me on this was really good.
They're
on
that,
point
so.
With that.
Yeah.
It flowed really nicely. But yeah, the cartoon was shocking. I'm not even going to try and defend it. It was terrible.
Did you... were there any facts in play why you chose this particular episode, James?
I just wanted to go for something different, and it was
Jamie,
I struggled to find.
Jamie, if you listen to the start of the podcast,
no, we said the cartoon. Episode. Yeah,
it was purely for the pigeon type relation. I know it wasn't necessarily a pigeon, but it was a bird that broke its wings. So I thought, there you go, perfect.
Right.
I hate also, when the bird look different from the two birds. Hate it.
You don't like birds.
I don't like that bird looks different to the other birds.
Yeah, totally.
God, you two are really intolerant people, aren't you?
It's ridiculous, though. It makes no sense whatsoever
if a bald person walks down the street, you just like spit at him and go, God, he should have hair like everyone else.
No, I think looks exactly like everybody else around him, apart from he's got a very slightly different hairstyle. Not, oh my God, his head's 4 times the size of the other people around him, and his body is 10% the size of everybody else.
What about a man what about just Beadland or something like that? Like a man with a really small hand? Would you go, that's disgraceful.
That's a fair point.
It's not a fair point.
Would you point at him with your normal sized hand and mock him?
Look at this.
It's not 4 times the size of a normal hand. So
with your long, slender fingers and go, look.
I've got long, slender fingers.
You have compared to Jeremy Beadle.
That's a bit normal.
Yeah.
I've never compared to Jeremy Beadle.
You ought to. Let's tweet him.
Jeremy Beadle's got
I
a small...
ought to. I think he's died, hasn't he? Is Jeremy Beadle still alive?
No, he's died. Long time.
Has he?
I thought so. Yeah.
Right on
time. We'll still tweet him.
We're
tweet
not doing very good here from early 90s.
Jamie, did David Hasselhoff reply, yeah?
Sorry, say that again, buddy.
Did David Hasselhoff reply, yeah?
I ain't even tweeted him yet, to be honest.
We're still working on Brian Connolly.
We did get Brian Connolly to remove a tweet after tweeting him the other day, though.
Did we?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, so he put a video on there, and he put it with a hashtag, it's time to something or other. I can't remember what it was. And I caught it as soon as he put it on there, and he put a comma or something in it, so it didn't hashtag the whole thing. So I straight away quote retweeted it and saying, Brian Connolly's focused on watching our podcast so much that he can't fucking put an hashtag on there. And within seconds, he deleted it. So he is acknowledging that we're there, but he hasn't directly still contacted us.
Is this a form of cyberbullying now?
There's nothing I hate more than someone criticising language.
If he tops himself next week, you'll get me on the hang for this, Jamie.
Well, you mean I am? It's our Twitter account.
I'll tell you who does interact with us quite a bit is Michael Barrymore.
He's fantastic.
He loves a like of our tweets.
He's fantastic. And genuinely,
is that only the one when we mention him?
No, he's well, kind of, yeah.
No, but, yeah, he doesn't just like our random tweets.
Yeah, he's just randomly saying, ah, fucking Megatron. I do love a bit
did
of Megatron.
Did he tell me about Kane's joke?
No.
By the lifeguard, that was bad. Yeah.
But genuinely, Michael Barrymore, he's putting on like old video, old eight, like, well, it's 90s game show stuff. He's genuinely the funniest stuff on Twitter at the moment. What I'm seeing, it's brilliant. The old stuff from
us,
Barrymore in the '90s, it's great.
The favorite thing I've seen on Twitter recently is Bez scrubbing a berry.
Oh, I've got a massive following from that now.
I bet people need to get around and scrub their berries, don't they?
They do. They want the naming berries. Are asking me to do different types of berries. It's gone ridiculous.
What's the best berry to scrub?
I was just about to say, what's your favourite berry to scrub?
It depends. When you say best, you've got two categories, really. You've got trickiest berry, which makes it very satisfying to do it, or you've got the best berry, i.e. the one you can really scrub to a fine polish. I'm technical. I like to go for the tricky berries. I don't like to just go for the easy, you know, like a damsel or something like that. Yeah.
You know the British Berry Scrubbing Association?
Yeah.
Scrubbies. Federation, is it?
Scrubbies, yeah.
Scrubbies, yeah. How do they feel about the fact that you just talked about polishing berries?
Well,
is that a different group? Or
I have got a bit of flack from them, in all fairness. Apparently, you're not supposed to post videos of people scrubbing berries unless you are a member.
Okay.
It's a bit of a... It's not a law, but it's like a social faux pas.
Can you just argue that you're polishing your berries?
It's frowned upon, yeah.
So
yeah,
how...
amateurs could come in and just literally take the world by storm scrubbing berries. They don't like it.
If one of the power squad wanted to join Scrubbies, how would one do so?
You can look them up on YouTube, and I think they've got a wiki as well on berry scrubbing. And I think there's an application form there. I'm not going to join. They've asked me to make everything right, because
I doubt that.
But I've said no. You know, I like to be a renegade. I like to be on the fringe of berry scrubbing.
Well, you're like
do
the
it
punk,
my own way.
You're like the punk rock of berry scrubbing, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
But, on that note, and talking of tiny berries, how big are the pawpaw bears?
Tiny.
Yeah.
So what are the pawpaw bears supposed to be? So I guess like some form of
bears.
But like there's no bear that's that small.
Yeah.
How big are they? How big do you think they are in centimetres?
Well, compared to a bird.
Smaller. They're smaller than Care Bears. So they're Smurf size, aren't they, these? Yeah. So we're looking at like 3-inch tall.
Well, there was like six of them in a tree trunk. So
yeah.
You think of the tree trunk. So they're pretty tiny.
I think tree trunks vary in size. They're probably not a good thing for gauging scale.
The bird is, though. The bird's at the side of them.
The grass is taller than them in the background, right? Like, the grass is taller than they are.
But saying that, the totem wasn't that big compared to them. Say the tree was massive.
Yeah.
The totem might
have
been magic.
Picks up the dark school paper, it could have been the
small totem.
Yeah.
Speaking of small totems, and
you're going to go to Jamie now for a
small totals and Jerry Meadle. Do you know Jerry Meadle had a tiny cock? On the other hand, it was massive.
Nice. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, three blondes found some tracks. The first blonde said, "Those are bear tracks." The second blonde said, "No, those are deer tracks." And the third blonde said, those are dog tracks. And that's when the train hit them.
Oh. What have we got against blondes, Jamie?
Nothing. So in all seriousness, Kane said it earlier on, this is a complete rip-off of Smurfs in every level, right? Was this on purpose, or was this just purely coincidental?
I think they were just trying to cash in on the... Smurfs and the Care Bears at the same time.
So was this after Smurfs?
Yeah, Smurfs been going for a really long time, I think.
Yeah.
When did the Smurfs
This was
start?
their own version of Smurfs, I guess, wasn't it? Because they made Smurfs, but based on somebody else's stuff, right?
Yeah, it was
Smurfs
Scandinavian.
Smurfs is traditional
fairy
tale book type thing, isn't it? I don't know.
I've got a review. Do you want to listen to a review?
Ooh, absolutely. Where did you, out of curiosity, James, where did you get the review from for this?
IMDb.
Okay.
I didn't search very far. All of the creatures are just so cute. The main characters are cute. The horses are reared in on cute. You couldn't even hate the villain because he was so darn cute. You thought the Care Bears were bad. At least the Care Bears didn't have a villain that was as cute as well. This guy looked like an angry teddy bear. Just saw one episode and was very cute, confused beyond reasoning. I think I'm emotionally scarred for life. So it started out good.
What?
That's
the same
and then,
quote.
Then sort of
that's massive, the same quote.
It took a massive U-turn. Yes, it's the top.
That was
top,
like
top
an episode of Paw Paw Bears where the people who are writing it seem to have forgotten what happened 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah. It's literally, I love this cartoon, and then they put a shotgun in the mouth and blew the red off. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Did we get a total score for this?
It was low.
16.
So it was 3-4-4-3, so it's 14, which is categorically, I can say this with confidence, is our lowest score so far.
Well done, Bez.
Whoa, yes.
Did well.
What I'm aiming for is both ends of the podium. Top score and lowest score.
If only someone were keeping score to know what number one was.
Jamie's got it in hand, don't worry.
All right.
It was
has he?
Something.
I don't think I've been back to Mice from Mars.
I think it's going to be Batman.
It was that cartoon from the 80s and 90s that we did.
I think
time.
Batman will be the highest rated.
I think.
Do you think?
Right. Yeah.
It depends, though, because the thing is, a lot of it's going to go on the episode that we pick. So, because I know we've spoken about this in the past.
Don't start this again, Jamie.
Yeah, I just on the cartoon. They are amazing. There's some amazing episodes in that series.
I've seen them all. They're all fantastic.
And they stand up as well. I watch them fairly regularly, and they do stand up the test of time.
Just out of curiosity, James, what are you... Because my little boy loves Batman at the moment, and... That's a nightmare to get hold of. What are you watching it on, James?
DVD.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
I have the box sets. Yeah. That and Transformers.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
I think that'd be on telly somewhere, wouldn't
it? And Thundercats.
No, can't get it anywhere, dude. I think you can buy it on like on Prime or something like that, but I've checked everywhere and you can't get it anywhere. But you're right, you'd think it'd be somewhere. Not on YouTube, not on Sky, anything.
Harsh.
Yeah.
Wonder who's got the rights smuggled away for that then?
Warner Brothers.
Well,
will be.
Well, we said it's number two, didn't we? So when we did this a few episodes, well, last season, we spoke about the charting for the top cartoons, and that was number two, wasn't it? So they realised that they've got something there. So keep it back. Don't if you do something good, don't sell it for free.
Well, you should think it'd be on a streaming service, though.
Yeah, you say Netflix or something.
Because that's not for free. You sell the rights.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, it's it's either Google or Amazon, somewhere like that, but you've got to pay for it on there.
It's expensive.
It's expensive enough. I can't remember how much it is. It's expensive enough, but it's one of those things. If you're paying for it, you know, my personal thing is don't pay for it again. So I think paying for anything on there is more than I would pay anyway.
Well, explain that.
Yeah, you know, if you're paying for something
this
like
is Jamie's theory.
Amazon, well, yeah, if you're paying for something like Amazon Prime and you can get stuff on Amazon Prime, there's stuff you get free on there, but there's some stuff you can buy on there as box sets and stuff. And I don't want to pay for Amazon Prime and then pay again for a series to watch. So that's what I mean by it.
Yeah, I kind of see where you're coming from there.
Have you got a... question for us, James. Would you rather?
I have.
Here we go.
So,
here we
go. In keeping with the Paw Bears.
Just let everybody know, because this might be involved in the Would You Rather. Jamie has joined the podcast chat tonight. That's Big Dig Paw Paw.
Can I tell you before James does this? Can I tell you a little story? What happened to me yesterday?
Without your big dick pawpaw?
It's not, but I was just kind of going on the embarrassment of something. And so yesterday...
small dick pawpaw?
It's not enough to do with a dick. I'll put it out there. So yesterday I was...
Sure, you don't put it out there.
It's true, yeah. It's true. I was... My little boy's hurt his finger And it was literally, it's completely bruised. And we thought he was broke. Took him to the hospital. I took him to the hospital yesterday. And it was a bit of a nightmare because his pram was in my wife's car, blah, 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 blah. Got to the hospital and he was a bit stressed at this point. He's a bit under the weather. His finger is killing while his thumb is really hurting. So we sat down there and I thought, okay, so he's pretty upset. I want to kind of relax him as much as possible. And we was in A&E, but it was the kids side of A&E. So all these kids are around us. And I wanted to relax
a bit. Can we, Jamie, do a new feature, please?
Yeah. Go for it.
Where the rest of us guess what thing you're about to do in a children's waiting room.
Yeah, well, totally. I'm more than happy for you to have a go at this. Yeah. Go for it, yeah.
Right. As soon as I thought of this, I'll start us off. Closest wins, right?
Yeah, I'm happy with that, yeah. Closest wins, but closest gets a point for the whose line is it anyway.
Oh, nice. I think, Jamie, that you broke something.
Okay.
Whilst playing around, like doing a little show for Bear.
Something physical, or are we talking about my reputation?
I think you broke something physical.
Okay.
That was in the waiting room whilst trying to entertain Bear.
Okay. James?
Kane? No.
Okay, either way.
I'm trying to think how this relates to Big Dick Paw Paw.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't.
Oh, I don't know why you bought it.
You didn't stand up and go, Jamie Chew, I choose you, and just, you know, all over the place.
Jamie Chew. Jamie Chew, I choose you. Why Jamie Chew?
I don't know.
I literally have no idea. Bear, who is your son? Mm. Oof. Started abusing the nurse.
Okay, well, physically. Yeah. Starts teabagging a nurse.
Yeah.
Just whaps it out.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, yeah, under his thumb because he'd been putting it inside his fingers when he was punching people.
I know what happened.
Go for it.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, well, you actually know?
I know.
So, you can't get a point in.
No. So, Jamie took Bear to the hospital.
Yeah.
They said it was going to be a couple of hours. So what he did is he handed Bear to a nurse. He went round to the family planning centre around the corner, which does sperm counts, booked himself in, got some free jazz mags, spent half an hour making more Pokemon, and then casually wandered back in after Bear was all sorted out.
Yeah, and in 9 months' time, I'm going to catch them all, right?
And you're going to catch them all. They are growing on the wall as we speak. That's exactly what you
did. That's what Jamie says when he's got a tissue in his hand. Got to catch him all.
So I like that. That didn't get a laugh, Stu, but I actually liked it.
I thought I deserved a laugh.
That's what happened, right?
So what actually happened was, I was...
If that didn't happen, you're a chump.
That did not happen, I'll be honest. So I was sat there, it was busy A&E, busy waiting room, full of kids, but obviously kid and adult, one adult per kid. So I said to Bear, I said, do you want to watch something on Daddy's phone? And he said, yes, please. Could not get Wi-Fi in there, so I was going to play some Batman or Hulk, which he loves at the moment, couldn't get it. So the next best thing to keep, because he was upset, he was hurting, was to kind of flick through my phone and go through photos on there. And talk to him about the stuff he could see. Yeah. Okay. So we're flicking through there, and then all of a sudden, we get to a He-Man video, which is on my phone, which is pretty cool. And it was the modern He-Man, which we recently covered, so the Netflix He-Man. But it's not just a video from He-Man. It's me recording the video on the TV. So it's a recording from my camera phone. I didn't think anything was it. Now, the clip was, if you remember, it's the bit where Cringer is stuck in a bubble and He-Man all comes and kind of bursts the bubble with a needle and says, I have the power. Because somebody says, does anybody have the power to get
Prince
Cringer
Adam,
out of it?
It's Prince
That's
Adam.
It. Thank you, Prince Adam. Yeah. Thank you. It's Prince Adam. So anyway, so we got through that clip. And this is on, it's pretty loud because it's for kids here, ain't it? And at the end of it, I completely forgot why. Can anybody remember why I recorded that video? I sent it to you all, but can anyone remember why I recorded it?
It's because we couldn't remember if it was Adam that popped the bubble or someone else.
Yeah, can you remember what I said?
I told you it was Adam, you motherfuckers, or something.
That's exactly what I said, Stu. That is exactly what I said. I said, okay, motherfuckers, I told you it was this. And that come full blast throughout my phone in the kids' A&A. It's me shouting, all right, motherfucker. Yeah, so that was that's what actually happened. So no one was close. There was no sperm thrown around. Bear didn't teabag anyone, but I did nearly got us thrown out of A&D for indecent language.
To be fair, I think Stu probably wins that.
What?
Well, Stu said what? You? What did you
breaking
say,
something.
I got the quote right. Yeah. Jamie said that.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if anyone gets the point for that.
I don't think I deserve a point for that either.
No, yeah.
I don't. James, what's your would you rather?
So I've changed my would you rather based on Jamie's name.
No, you haven't.
I really have. So, would you rather...
I'm not sure this is a good idea, best to change it in the last second.
Yeah, I'm going with it. I'm going with it. Would you rather have the dick the size of a paw bear? Or
I like where this is going.
Or be a paw bear with a human-sized dick?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm answering easily.
Yeah, paw bear with obvious. A human-sized dick.
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
That's obvious. Now I'm getting this one.
Was, no. I'm not going for that one.
I'm not going for paw bear.
Your dick would be four times bigger than you are.
Damn right.
Four times bigger? James, your dick's tiny.
Whoa.
James's dick is about five centimetres long, if that's the case,
like
right?
Four peas big.
We've said a paw bear is about 3 inches, yeah?
Yeah.
So your dick would be four times bigger than you are?
Yeah.
No, the other way around, you were saying, right?
Now, if you're a paw bear, but you've got a human-sized dick...
Yeah,
it'd be bad.
No, but you said you'd be a human with a paw-sized dick, didn't you?
Or the opposite, is that you'd be a dick with a human with a three-inch dick.
You'd be a dick.
No, surely your dick would be the size of a paw bear's dick.
Paw-paws, yeah.
No. Your dick would be the size of a paw bear.
Not a paw bear's dick.
I
thought you meant a pop-up boss dick, so no dick.
I mean, I think Jamie does all right, so I'd just be the human with a 3-inch dick.
So how big are we saying a pop-up bear is?
I think we said, at the start, we said we're 3 inches, didn't we?
Yeah, 3 inch, yeah.
And the human penis is 12 inches.
Yeah.
Well, on average... So are we saying that's 3 inch soft?
It's both.
That's three, fair, thinking, yeah.
You're a shower, not a grower, so it would be 3 inches, even when erect, it would be 3 inches.
Oh. What would? Wait, so you'd be a paw bear with a 3 inch penis. If you're the paw bear with a human dick...
Oh, no, yeah, then...
It's a 3-inch human dick.
No, it's a 12-inch human dick.
Yeah.
Normal size.
Yeah.
A paw bear with a 12-inch dick. So a 3-inch paw bear with a 12-inch dick. Right.
Remember, it's a magical series.
You've got to take girth into equation as well here, because that would be like three-quarters of your body almost.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going for being a human.
Bigger than your body, right?
Yeah, that'd be bigger than your body.
Bigger than your body, it'd be.
No, as in like... It's going to be longer than your body, definitely.
But
girth-wise.
Girth-wise, it's surely
yeah,
bigger.
True, yeah, true, yeah. Yeah, it's a good point.
I mean, your eyes pop are probably about half inch wide, aren't they?
Yeah, true.
Physically, how's it going to work then? So your legs are... You're not going to be able to walk.
So, Jamie, just to let you know, it is a cartoon. It's not actually real.
Let's say that you've got a little... you've got a head poking on the top of it, and you've got little feet, and the little arms poking outside of it.
I suppose you could, like...
in front.
I suppose you could, like, flip it over your shoulder...
It's heavier than you are, isn't it?
I've got
an important question, James.
Go on.
If you're the pauper with a human dick, do you also have human balls, or is it just the dick?
Just the dick.
Good question.
Okay.
Just the dick, yeah.
So you've got pauper balls.
Tiny little...
The bears have their, like, balls chopped off, like dogs.
Hey, what? Who's going to chop a bear's balls off? Sneak into a cave while he's hibernating.
Yeah.
Don't wake him up, for fuck's sake. Don't wake him up.
A pawpaw bear, when they're that small, get the toenail clippers out and take the balls off.
True.
Because it makes things a lot easier if you've got no balls, but just this long.
A lot easier?
Well, if you were only a third the size of your own dick and balls, then yeah, I guess it would be easier. I'm going for a human with a 3-inch dick.
Are you?
Yes, rather than be a tiny bear the size of a blade of grass with a massive dick on it. Yes.
Now that it's changed, because I thought you meant a paw bear's dick. Yeah, I'd have the penis of a paw bear. The size of a paw bear.
That really does restrict a lot of things, though.
Like what? Like,
sex.
But and what else though? Because we all, I think we all gathered it. Sex.
So,
but you said a lot of things.
Yeah, you would get piss on your hands when you go for a piss.
That would be a horrendous job, right? Going for a little tiddle, that'd be hard.
With a 3-inch dick.
Yeah, 3-inch dick.
I reckon you could, mate. That's like the size
of your little finger. Oh, yeah. In my head, I'm going for a paw bear sized penis again. Yeah, say three inches. Yeah.
You're obsessed with paw bear penises.
You're the one who brought it up, James.
Not paw bear penises.
This is your
wooden rod. Maybe I had to choose between a paw penis or a human penis.
No, paw bear sized, as in the size of a paw bear. I never mentioned their cocks.
Me and a few years ago, I'm talking about, I don't know, 15 to 20 years ago. Me and my best friend, we once watched a documentary of people with micro penises.
That one, that's me. I'm Kane's best friend, just saying. So that's
when you said it was me, I thought you meant you were on the show.
Me and my best friend. That was a documentary of my brother.
Kane sat there going, it's not, no, that's not Jamie. No, it's not. No, that's not him.
It sounds like Jamie, but.
It sounds, just looks just like your brother. It's not. It's not. It's fucking not.
But it's got a pixelated face. and it was very sad to see. So, yeah.
And what, just because of the restrictions on this person?
So, yeah. What was the classification of a micro?
Oh, it was like an innie. Like, we know, like an innie belly button.
Minus.
It was like, yeah, it was like that bad or that sad. Or, I don't know the words, but. Wow. Yeah. But it was a lot smaller than 3-inch. Like, I think 3-inch, you could, like, say, still. Be okay. I'd like to say, you're talking about girth as well. Like, is it?
Can we see?
Yeah, good point.
Isn't it?
Actually, what's the girth of the 3-inch? Yeah, good point. Actually,
also, and we might be offending some people here.
Fuck them. Go on.
People of Cambodia and Burma. Apparently, the average is 3.95.
We have a big Cambodian listen.
Like, we do, don't we?
Why do you know that fact, James?
I've just checked it.
What did you Google? What did you Google?
Pornhub.com.
World's smallest penis.
What's the average? And this is
their average is 3.95 inches.
Hard.
Soft or hard?
Smallest erect, yeah.
Fuck.
Whoa. That's like an inch bigger than mine.
Yeah.
Imagine if you went to Cambodia. And half of them had, my mass is going to suck here, like 9-inch penises, and the other half had innies. And minus 3-inch penises. Yeah. To get the average.
I thought you were going to say, and they had pawpaw bears as penises.
Imagine.
You could dress them up, couldn't you?
Put some sunglasses on.
Put a little headband and a feather on it.
But see, that's swung it for me definitely, because I'm definitely going for the pawpaw bear sized penis. Because obviously there are children in Cambodia, so you could still obviously have sex and you could still do whatever you need to.
Sorry. James.
Stu, edit that fucker out.
James, can you just say that again in a different phrasing?
People still have children in Cambodia, so they actually still work.
So penises still work?
That sounds a bit better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, what did I say?
It didn't sound great.
But okay.
Having a 3-inch penis wouldn't be that bad because there are still children in Cambodia or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Did not say
pretty much what you said.
That's just your filthy mind.
No, that's what your filthy mouth. What did it do?
No, you went straight to the wrong place.
If only we'd been recording that. Oh, then we are.
So what's your answer then, Steve? What was yours?
Human with a 3-inch penis.
Jamie, are you still going for the schlong of pain on a tiny body?
The problem is, like, no poor bear is going to be able to take that, are they?
No.
You're never going to get a chance to use it, are you?
No, that's the thing, yeah.
You don't have to just sleep with a poor bear, though.
You wouldn't even have to use it yourself.
You wouldn't have to use it yourself.
Your little
bear,
arms
would
wouldn't reach, would they?
No, that's the problem. You wouldn't reach the head, would you?
No.
No, but, like, if you just get erect, then you could find a partner who could just.
Who?
Please themselves with it.
Yeah, but who? It'd be way too big for...
I reckon you could...
You'd be like a dildo,
no,
wouldn't
you? No, why? Why would you have to sleep with a bear? You don't have to sleep
you
with
wouldn't.
A bear.
Nobody said that, did they?
So it's not compulsory.
Well, no, but like Jamie's saying, like, who, it wouldn't fit. Like,
yeah,
it'd still be a normal size penis.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm a 3-inch bear.
Yeah.
You're a cute 3-inch
think
bear.
Think of the money you could make from some weird porn from selling.
Oh, my God.
So I've got to go all the way to pornhub.com and say, I'm a 3-inch bear. I know it's mental, but just take it as it is. Once you get, once you get your edge past this, I want to knob someone.
I don't think it's allowed, is it? I don't think you'd go straight to Pornhub. I think you'd probably set up your own website.
How? Go on. I'm a bear.
Tiny
I'm a Native
bear
American 3-inch bear.
Who can talk?
I ain't got access to a fucking Hewitt Packard.
What are you saying Native Americans haven't got computers?
I know.
In this situation.
God, Jamie, have you seen this situation?
What, a situation
driving around
on
a fucking
penis?
Shoe.
Driving around on a shoe.
It's the honor, aren't they? They're driving around on a shoe.
Democracy.
I think I'm gonna go with as much as I wanna go for the pauper bear, I think I'm gonna go the human. I think I've got to. Three inch longer. Yeah, let's do it.
And the same.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement on that one.
Would you guys have changed your decision if it was a pawpaw bear size penis?
Ooh, as in so like
like a 1 millimeter penis, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I would.
Still don't think I would, no.
I would.
I think I would.
You still wouldn't be able to do anything to the pawpaw bear with a normal size penis.
Mom.
I'd find some use for it.
You could put it in a wheelbarrow in front of you. Carry it around in a wheelbarrow.
Have you got enough blood in your body to support a penis that size? Would you just die if you got hard on?
No.
You'd all right.
I think you would. I think you'd die.
Why?
Because all the blood is rushed to your massive penis.
Stu, your joke went under the
radar. It was a bit nice to Jamie.
What was the joke?
It was doing a benefit for you there.
I said you'd all right, Jamie.
Oh, cheers, bro.
But you know, the blood would already be in your penis anyway.
Yeah. No, but you have
it. No, it works, blood, is it?
No, it won't be all in your penis. It's like 40%, isn't it? At flaccid, it's like 40% or something like that.
Maybe you just won't get hard.
Maybe you just won't get hard.
Yeah. Then it's
but
worse,
that's
right?
The problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the 80s. As we know, every bit of porn in the 80s was in a magazine in the woods. It's where the poor paw bears live. Yep. You fucked it.
Oh, the porn paw bears.
The porn paw bears. Yeah, there you go.
Porn paw bears.
Porn bears. That's like a fucking teabagging other bears left
like
and centre.
Like a bunch of little critters. They're called the porn bears.
I'd love it. Why are there dogs... small
tiny. Yeah, don't ask questions is the answer, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a cartoon.
Why are the horses tiny?
Because it's a cartoon.
Don't like it.
I think I'm going to say this. I don't think any Hanna-Barbera cartoon would be in a top 25 by rating cartoon.
Every
from the 80s or 90s.
Really?
Oh dear.
Yeah, I'm a bit with you on that one, Stu.
Flintstones, Scooby-Doo.
Not 80s or 90s.
Hey?
Hey?
Flintstones is an 80s or 90s cartoon.
Do you mean like what starts in the 80s?
Well, yeah, that's an 80s or 90s cartoon, isn't it?
Yeah, but if it
can't
runs...
be from the 70s, like, but repeated in the 80s, that wouldn't be an 80s cartoon, would it?
Yeah, but what about if a new episode
come out in the 80s or 90s?
Still not, I would say.
Ooh. Yeah, that's the rule for every cartoon we've done, though.
I wouldn't say... No, we've only ever done cartoons that start in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say the Beatles are a 90s band because they've got music that's been played in the 90s.
No, not played, but fucking dead.
Released a new...
Yeah, they released a new album in the 2000s, didn't they?
Like, would you say... No.
Yeah,
no, not a new album. What's new?
It was all new on previously released footage.
Let's do Rolling Stones because it saves an argument. Oh, Rolling Stones is still releasing music.
Let's say Bruce Springsteen really.
All three of those work. Yeah, all three of those work.
Well, they don't, because Rolling Stones have had a different band members though.
Yeah, two of them are dead now, but one of them were dead until recently.
Everybody we've talked about is dead tonight.
So Bruce Springsteen.
Who thought the Pawpaw Bears would have made this a dark episode?
Would you say Bruce Springsteen's an artist in the 2000s?
I would say he's an 80s rock star.
Ooh, yeah, controversial. I'd say is current.
I wouldn't.
He's still releasing music.
I didn't say it wasn't. I think when something starts, when you come like, I'm a child of the 80s, just come alive in 2000 doesn't mean I'm of the 2000s.
Of course it does.
No, like a 1980 car can still be made in the later years. They still make minis now, but it's still a classic 1980s car. That doesn't work.
So the analogy would be a car brand that was out in the 80s that are still releasing later models now.
Mini.
The analogy. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
Mini. But Flintstones aren't still releasing cars, are they? Episodes. Flintstones is really old, though, isn't it? Flintstones was what, 60s?
Was it?
70s, I think Flintstones was.
1960, September 30th.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I just can't think of that as an 80s cartoon. Or 90s.
I think because I've done this with picking cartoons that if they've released a particular episode in that year, I've counted that as okay.
Well, have you not done anything that started before the 80s?
No, we haven't.
No.
It's a good point. It's a good point, yeah.
So when you say you've picked cartoons that...
Well, I've picked some that I've... I'll give you an example. Pokemon. So Whose Line Is It Anyway?
We haven't done Pokemon.
Wait, hold on, let me finish. Whose Line Is It Anyway? My original Pokemon quote for today was from Season 2, which was 2001, I believe it was. So I scrapped that off. I'm like, no, it's in 2000s. So I went back and picked one from Season 1 instead. So I am taking the episode for the year it came out, not anything to do when it started, if that makes sense.
I've done that with the episodes I've picked, but... The cartoon still started,
which went out of the
And A. Arnold, but I'd still
and the Powerpuff Girls.
But they all started in the '90s or eighties.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which I guess is the same as Pokemon.
Mm. Yeah.
Flintstones, 1960 to 1966.
Is that all it was? 6 years then. Yeah. Flintstones. Oh, in that case, yeah, I'm completely with you on that case. If that's the case, completely. If they didn't release anything in the 80s.
They've got to have been new episodes of the Flintstones.
They did the movie, didn't they? They animated, like the weirdly animated movie.
They did a live action one as well.
Did they?
Yes, they did. John Goodman and...
Yeah. John Goodman, thank you. John Goodman, yeah.
That was good, that was. You made two.
Yeah, it was decent.
Me and Jamie saw that in London with our auntie. Oh.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yep. Big Dogs in London watching Flintstones.
What the fuck?
The boys from the north travelling down.
I know.
Fuck causing havoc in London.
To the big smoke.
Into the big smoke.
I have no
watch
idea.
Watch out, London. Lock up your daughters.
only three years ago as well. Yeah, fucking hell. Barbarous.
Right, on that note, so...
just real quickly, does anybody know why it's called Pawpaw Bears?
And it's actually called Pawpaws, not Pawpaw Bears.
Yeah, okay, do you know why it's called Pawpaws?
I call it Pawpaw Bears, because that's the name of the tribe.
I do know. that is the name of the tribe, that's technically correct, but it's not why the animators...
Go on, Stu,
name.
I'll let you pick this one, because I didn't know this until I looked it
it's
up.
It's after the fruit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pawpaw fruit.
Yeah,
I did not think it was spelt like that for some reason.
Yeah, cultivated
it's
by Native
Americans. It's a play on that, I think, James.
Oh.
Paw bears have paws, so pawpaw is in pawpaw.
The prickly pear, the prickly paw, I don't know.
Can you make an alcohol from it?
What, from pawpaw fruit?
Yeah.
Not like
isn't there a famous alcohol made? No, I think there's like a famous one made. Like tequila's made from mezcal or whatever it is. I think pawpaw makes something.
It's actually, it's a good point. Actually, I'm just looking now. So it's the American pawpaw is, you can spell it a few different ways. So you can spell it as it is in pawpaw bears, P-A-W-P-A-W. But the majority of people spell it P-A-P-A-W. There are variations. So, yeah.
And can you make get drunk off it?
You can make a snake bite from a pawpaw fruit.
Oh.
Lager and cider?
Correct, yes. That if you squeeze out a pawpaw, it makes a snake bite, yes.
There you go.
With the magic staff from the bad pawpaw, which is something dog else paw, which I hated. Yeah, dog paw.
I loved that bit. I thought that was the bit I liked. Right, we'll do it in magic. Stand back. No, right, we're going to steal it. I love it.
I can tell what a bad mood I was in, because even that bit, when he put in the grape seed.
Yeah.
Why wasn't there a giant piece of grape seed he was putting in both hands?
Perspective.
Because he's such a tiny bear. It is the end of tonight's episode, unless I've forgotten anything, which I'm sure I have. James, it's your turn to talk us out, and you don't need to mention buysapint.com, whatever it's called, buysacoffee.com.
We don't need to mention it.
No, because we still haven't had anything, so we've given up.
Oh, right, okay.
We did.
Right.
We shit in the bed with that one, brother. Yeah, we really are.
Ridiculous. So people are listening to this for free. This quality entertainment, yeah, for free. Yeah,
still put it in. You never know, James. Somebody might listen to it and say, cheap I feel skates bad for him. My theory is that people have already fucking switched off by this
these
point.
Are like these are like people at TV licenses. You know,
what percentage of people are still listening at 1 hour plus to hear our buysacoffee.com?
This is very true. So in which case, then they can do Twitter and all that sort of stuff at buythepower.pod.
What?
What?
They can send us a Twitter buythepower.pod.
They can send us a Twitter.
Yeah.
buythepower.pod.
You stole it, James.
Buythepower.pod. That's our Twitter, isn't it?
No.
Buythepower.pod.
Buythepower.pod. Sorry, there's no dot in there, is it?
Buythepower.pod.
Sorry. Or you can email us at buythepower.net, and there is a dot in that.
Get your TikTok advert out, come on.
Yeah.
I know you all love TikTok.
Yeah, I do love TikTok. It's good. It's the amount of information you'll find on TikTok.
It's just full of fucking people slut dropping. That's all it is.
You're on the wrong TikTok.
I'm in the right TikTok.
Get on the woodmakers.
Well, they're in fairness, Jamie.
The woodmakers is something very similar, right?
It is. It does give you wood.
Well, that note, James, is that all you're in the show, James?
That's it.
Is there anything else in your script?
I'm not going to the rest of the ship. You can go to the website.
The rest of the shit.
If you don't know by now, there's just no point.
James really can. I love the difference in attitude. So Jamie, like, every time he does the quiz, which has fairly straightforward rules of, I'm going to say a quote, guess who it is. Every time you can tell he's itching to explain exactly how it's going to work.
What's happened
in previous episodes? What could happen if we get to the end of the season with this quiz? James is just assuming that nobody knew he's listening at this point.
Yep.
No one knew he's listening.
And if it is a new person that's listening, welcome. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. There's a thing called Google. And if you need to get in touch with us, type us in Google. You'll find us. Don't worry.
I'm not sure they will.
They should do.
I think they will.
I suppose.
Well, at least on the top three pages.
Well, if you do buy the power, though, it has to be .net. Otherwise, it's just going to be He-Man stuff, right?
If you can't, if they're not going to put the legwork into it to find out our content.
They could try
details,
buy the power podcast, I reckon.
Whose cartoon is it next week?
It's Jamie. My cartoon.
Are you going to choose, Jamie?
Yes.
The Jetsons. Well, and WWE Robo
he wasn't going to.
Jamie thought that was the question. Are you going to choose?
I am now. Yeah.
And Jamie was like, yeah, I am going to choose.
Yeah. Here's for you, Jamie. Do.
I reckon you're going to choose that wrestling cartoon.
Well, let's have a look. Let's have a guess. I'll give you a year and you tell me
Tell us.
No.
God, I like this. It's explain the rules.
The rule is I'll give you the year only, and you've got to tell me what the cartoon is.
Okay, do we all get one guess each?
Correct, yes. I'm going to give you, so it spanned over a few years, I'm not going to tell you how many, but the opening year was 1994.
Ooh, quite late for you.
That little scientist kid.
Dexter's Laboratory. Laboratory.
Dexter's Laboratory. Something completely different.
I'm guessing it's not that.
94. I need a better clue.
You can't have another one, so I had to go with that one.
Okay. Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling.
Oh, that's 80s. Okay. That's got to be 80s.
That's 80s, bro. Yeah, that's way before that.
Uh, Spider-Man.
Ooh. Earlier, way earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is one of my favorites.
Batman animated series.
No, it's not Batman. Oh. It's one of my favorites. Genuinely love this. Watch this a lot. Still watch this a lot, which is a bit of a clue. I have all the DVDs to this too, although it is available on many formats.
Kane, you must know it now. You must know this is Kane.
Nope.
Spider-Man the Animated Series.
Oh, good shout.
94.
So fucking
94 to 98.
Do I get a point for the...
You lose a point for being cheeky and asking.
I got it right.
Well done. Yeah, well done, Kane. No, I'm going to give Kane a point for it. I'm going to give him a point.
Yeah, well, what does his point go towards? Does it make prizes?
Whose line is it anyway? Kane's winning the prize for now to change his name at the end of it too.
Just in case anybody wonders, because I'm confused slightly, when was the Spider-Man cartoon, what's the original one called?
This Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends
was early in that. This is the animated series, which is fucking awesome.
So and it's called Spider-Man the Animated Series?
Correct, yeah. So it's when they did X-Men at the same, time. So there was X-Men. What's the other one they did? Fantastic Four was Surfer. Earlier. Yeah. Silver Surfer. It was a bit earlier though, wasn't it, Silver Surfer?
But this he's getting is aggressive because awesome. He's last on the... whose line is it anyway?
Would you like to hear what episode you're watching?
Ooh, if you know it, yes.
Of course I do. I know it's my favourite episode in all of.
Oh, can we guess? But,
yeah, go for it. For one more bonus point, tell me the Spider-Man villain in this.
Venom.
Okay, you two have shot your load.
I'll go something different. I'll go Rhino.
Craven. As long as it's not Craven the Hunter, I don't mind. I can't stand
it. It's Morbius, even worse.
It's Venom. Carnage. Is Carnage in there?
The episode is season one.
Ooh.
Episode two. Episode 10, sorry. And the title is called The Alien Costume Part 3. It's Venom. Part 3. So this is key. So it's The Alien Costume Part 3.
Can I jump in, Jamie, on this one? Is this the one where he goes into the prison and beats the crap out of Rhino when he's getting angry?
Yes. James is on two. So that happens on part two. So at this point on part three is where it's amazing, right? So in this part on part three is where the symbiote is found Eddie Brock. So we're going straight to Venom. Part one and part two is where Peter's got the alien costume. Part three is when it finally gets across to Eddie Brock.
It's in Rhyme with the right.
He nearly kills him, right? He pushes him.
He does. And Rhino's terrified of him.
Should we discuss this next week? Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
In a month. In a month, we can decide if this cartoon version of Venom is better than the movie version of Venom.
Yes. And the answer is fucking yes.
Yes. 1,000 times yes.
It's time to say goodbye. Goodbye from me.
That's bonjour from myself.
Peace from me.
Well, it's goodbye from me. I'm back.
Yep. Wait out.
Yes. Yeah, well,
you just got to say goodbye, James.
I do your joke.
I can't take it anymore.
Did you like last week?
Yes, but say goodbye first.
I'm not saying it.
Okay. Go on.
Right. So, it's a poor bears theme joke.
It's got to be a penis related joke as well, then, right?
Just a little bit, maybe.
a little bit of a penis joke.
Just a little one, yeah.
This poor bear walks into a pub, right? And he climbs all the way up to the top of the bar. And he says to the barman, "Barman, can I have a pint of beer?" So the barman says to him,